It's the KGEZ Good Morning Show. Robin Mitchell and John Hendricks. And we have a room full of folks here today and some kind of cool stuff to spill some beans and to help us get started. Flathead County Public Information Officer Tanth Bradley.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Robin.
Hi.
So, we're going to spill the beans today on some things.
Yeah, we've got some stuff going on.
Well, okay. So tell us from your perspective, what's been happening here?
Well, we've had a lot going on this week, especially with it being the Flathead Emergency Communication Center was celebrating the Dispatchers Appreciation Week. So that was from the 14th till tomorrow. And we just wanted to celebrate and really, really thank the unwavering commitment and dedication that our dispatchers do for us. They had over 145,000 calls last year.
Wow.
And I'm tired of phone calls.
Yeah, one ringy dingy, two ringy dingies, you know. Yeah. It gets a little old, doesn't it? But that's the fact of the matter is nothing happens in emergency services until these guys direct the call.
Yeah, absolutely. And that they have all the resources they need to direct your call to where it needs to go as quickly and as efficiently as possible. We're incredibly grateful.
And they're so good at it, too, you know?
Yeah. You have to have a lot of empathy, but also be able to have those boundaries that I can't imagine how much that would pull on your heartstrings all the time.
Sure. Yeah, and somebody calls, you've got to be empathetic, but at the same time, you've got to take control of the situation.
Be proficient, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, well, good deal. Congratulations, you guys. That's terrific.
Yeah, thanks. We're certainly excited about it. But also, you mentioned that we've got quite a few people in the studio with us
mm-hmm.
today.
Yeah.
And we have Sam Nunley and Jody Cross.
What in the world could they be talking with us about, Sam?
I think the fair is coming up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just a few months away, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, when I first started going to the fair, they were saying, you know, we're almost at our 50th anniversary.
We're coming up on another big one in a couple years.
Yeah.
Boy. Our 125th will be coming up in 2027, so.
Wow. And so this fair has been around all my life anyway.
Yep.
Yeah. And so what would you like to do different this year?
So we've got some interesting things. We're actually going to open up the fair a half a day early. We're going to start on Tuesday, and mm-hmm. we're going to have a rock concert.
Really?
I can't announce who will be coming yet, mm-hmm. but when it comes out, I think people will be really excited to come down and join us Tuesday at the fair.
Okay. Wednesday night will be the same country concert deal?
Country concert. We've got two performers that night, so it'll mm-hmm. be really good. It'll be a full night.
And then Thursday through Saturday, the PRCA rodeos.
PRCA rodeos. And then Sunday, we're going to try something new. We've been doing the Big Air Bash the last few years. Mm-hmm. We want to introduce and make sure that we keep our Western way of life with our youth. So we're working on doing a youth rodeo.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting.
Very cool.
Wow. Yeah.
So Sam, you say that we've got these concerts coming up and you can't announce who they are, but you do know who they are.
Oh, I know who they are.
Okay, we just don't get to know yet.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's a surprise.
Well, it's a surprise.
Well, we could put some things underneath Sam's fingernails,
maybe. See, I saw a video the other day of Mick Jagger preparing to go out on the road again, and he's in his 80s, man. He's putting us to shame. He's had stents and everything, too. So, but we won't know that for a while.
Next month, mid-next month, we'll be letting everybody know.
All right.
Yeah. Well, you know, Sam, one of the things that I've been missing the last few years is our fair parade.
You know, that's a big thing that we've missed in our community for a few years. You know, it's sad that we went through that. And when I took this job, I told the commissioners and Pete Milnick, our county administrator, I said, one of my goals is that we will eventually have a fair parade. At least by 2027, we will have a fair parade. And I am excited to be here next to Jody Cross to announce that this year we will be bringing back the fair parade.
Really?
Yes.
You're going to do it.
We're going to do it.
Explain to us how that's going to happen now. Go ahead, Jody.
Well, we haven't worked out all the details yet, but it's going to involve a lot of volunteers, a lot of key volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll work through it. We'll get there. and we'll learn from it.
What about the cost of this thing? One of the things that's always been an impediment has been just getting the insurance, and it's horribly expensive.
We're going to need sponsorships, we're going to need donations, and of course we're going to need people to enter to be in the fair.
So basically what you're saying is you're going to head this up.
This is going to be a big community thing. I mean, we're really going to need the community to help us to make this happen.
One thing we don't need is people in the parade. We have lots of people who want to be in the parade. And you know, the fair parade was always the big deal when I was a kid. In fact, I think the first time I was in that parade was when I was about 6 years old. The old LaFrance fire truck at the fire department. That was... My dad was the only one that could drive that thing because it was like a Model A, and they have different kind of pedals and different kind of gear shifts on that thing. So I was riding in that open-air thing with my dad, hanging on to that seat for dear life. But what an exciting thing that was. And then, of course, Central Junior High Band, I marched it. And, of course, at Flathead High School Band, I marched it, too. So it was always a big deal. And, you know, everybody had a float. Everybody was involved in it. You know, it just was the community coming out and saying, hey, look at us.
You have a long parade history, John.
Yeah, he does.
I have a long history. I'm just coming to realize this.
Now, my wife talks about when she was a little girl, I don't know, what the parade went by, and she ended up with a silver dollar that somebody handed out. And she said, so I took everybody out to Dairy Queen afterwards. Gives you an idea on prices in those days. Yeah. But now that silver dollar is worth about $28. So you could still take the family out.
Still go to Dairy Queen.
That's right.
I like it.
All right. So basically, how are we going to approach this, Jody? How are you going to get the word out and everything?
Haven't quite made that figured out yet. Mm-hmm. You know, still working through stuff. Okay. Right now we have a pretty decent committee. And the goal, from my aspect, I guess, is to get businesses to volunteer with us. So at the moment, we have Hanson's Hardware and Glacier Bank. So with their help, yeah. So if we can get businesses to commit and get a volunteer from the business to join the committee, work with us through it, and then, of course, pull volunteers from their business on the day of the parade to make it happen. And then, of course, a long-term commitment, not just this year, but if that business will stick with us.
We can make it work.
We can make it work and every year make it grow.
Yeah. Sam, how many people do you figure it's going to take on parade day to make it all go together?
You know, when you start looking at the people you need to set up all the floats, to the people at every single block that you need along there to make sure that it is a safe event for everybody. And then as the floats get down to the end and they need to demobilize and start breaking down, you have to have folks there. You know, I could envision it may take up to 100 volunteers to really pull this off right.
Wow.
All right, folks, it's time to step up to the plate. If you believe in this fair parade the way we do, it's high time to step up and say, yep, we're going to make it happen.
That's
Jody,
right.
Jody, how do we get a hold of you?
You can call me at United Way, 406-752-7266.
Okay. So just, I guess that's the place to start. Call Jody Cross over at United Way, and let's see if we can get something rolling. Sam, what else do we have to look forward to in the fair this year?
You know, I just really quickly want to say a big shout out to United Way.
Yeah.
Because they stepped up. Their board said, hey, you know what? This is a community event that we would like to try to be involved with. And so I really want to thank those folks at the United Way, the folks that are on the United Way board. But then we also have a small committee of folks that came together to do this. So I think that's really a big thing that we can say in our community, that we live in an amazing community, and I know that we're going to be able to pull this off because we have some amazing folks.
All right.
And
so
Sam,
go ahead.
I'm wondering, I know you guys are looking for businesses, but if people hear this and they are just individuals, are you looking for individual volunteers as well?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We had Backcountry Horsemen reach out and say they would love to help. So,
and they get a hold of you as well, Jody?
You can start there and we'll figure it out, but yeah.
Well, every year that I remember the parade, we had the Flathead Sheriff's Posse out there, and those were the horses, and then we had some clowns coming along cleaning up after the horses.
Yeah, of course.
That was fun.
We're so at the beginning stages, if you will, of all of this. Mm-hmm. And we've got some pretty key players that even over the last week that have dived in and said, yes, we want to help.
Okay.
So we'll get it figured out.
All right.
Well, it's good we're starting early.
That's right.
Well, we got just a couple more minutes here, Sam. So we're going to start the fair a half day early this year.
We're going to start a half a day early. Mm-hmm. The fair parade historically has happened the Friday of the fair. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're all so busy down at the fairgrounds, we're going to start it actually the Friday before. So we're going to have that fair parade as a kickoff for the entire
That's the
week.
Way it always was.
Yeah.
It's the way it always was before the fair. It was just over like a weekend, like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. School was out on Friday, so it was fair day.
Yep.
So, Friday is the day it's always been.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. So we kind of outlined what was happening in terms of entertainment. And then, of course, we've got the big auction this year.
That's right.
The 4-H kids are going to be out with their
animals. Right now, we've got 322 head of animal that'll be coming. Now, of course, we're still a ways out, right? Some of those may drop off underweights, get sick, whatever. But, we're going to have a good turnout this year, and I'm expecting some good, fun things. Mm-hmm. Our theme this year is exploring Montana's best.
Ooh.
We've talked about our freedoms, the stuff that we get to enjoy, the stuff that we get to explore around here. But one thing that we haven't talked about is what does it take from a technology, science, engineering, and mathematics background? So we're going to exploring Montana's best, looking at those technology, sciences, engineering that happen in the valley. We have some amazing companies and things going on in our valley. Right now, I'm just going to give a quick shout out. My wife is down in Houston, Texas with the Girl Scouts Robo Scout team, and they're competing on their last day today in the World Championships.
Wow.
So, from that, West Valley has robotics. Glacier High has robotics. It's really becoming something that's going to be important. Over at Imagine If Library, you can go over there. They have 2 3D printers. If you have a 3D printer, you need done. Right?
Wow. Yeah.
We've got Applied Materials who developed the process to make the microchip small enough to put in smartphones that we carry today. That was developed in Kalispell from Semitool. Mm. Right?
Yeah.
We've got Nomad who builds these amazing communication vehicles for all over the world. Right here out of Kalispell.
Yeah.
Right? So it's cool what we have here.
It sure is. Your crews are working all the time there at the fairgrounds. Any big improvements this year before the fair starts?
So we are going to have a big improvement. We're not able to announce quite yet because we don't have when it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But hopefully we will have some areas for people to sit a little better than what they've sat before, and I'm going to leave it at that.
All right. Sam Nunnally, Jody Cross, I'm sorry, and, of course, our own PIO, Tanith Bradley. Guys, thanks so much.
Thank you.